98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East with the Coast Social Network on the air. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh. And on Wednesday mornings, we speak with Lisa Cripps Downey from the Berrien Community Foundation. This morning, we are talking about some really cool information to share with the community regarding the Golden Acorn Excellence Awards and why these awards are given out, and some of the very deserving community members who are getting these awards this year for some really great work within the community. So, Lisa, tell us a bit about the Golden Acorn Excellence Awards and what they are.
Sure. The Berrien Community Foundation wants to recognize some of the awesome work that's being done in the community. And one of the ways that we do that is every year we select an agency that has done some amazing work. This year it was Meals on Wheels, and Linda Stroll is the executive director there. And also some volunteers that have helped within the community, usually with some projects that we are working on. And this year our awesome volunteers were Michanne and Roquette and Tracy Burton for the work that they have done with the census. We provide a grant to the organization, and then we allow our volunteer award winners to direct some grant dollars to the organization of their choice.
And I want to start with Linda Stroll first, who again is representing Meals on Wheels. And during the pandemic, you increased, of course, services to protect seniors and make sure they have what they need to get the meals that they need, as you normally do, but again, really increased amount of work and safety to have to be provided during the pandemic. So, Linda, what does it mean to receive this award?
Well, we're very, very grateful to the Berrien Community Foundation for this recognition, and also for the support that they gave us through the pandemic. We, as you can imagine, have been busy. We've been busier than a chef in a five-star restaurant on a Saturday night. The whole staff has stepped in and rolled up their sleeves and put on their masks and sanitized and really worked hard to get meals out to these vulnerable seniors. We saw that the pandemic showed us a number of opportunities in ways that we could help seniors that we hadn't been helping them. So we sent out 4,800 what we call e-meals, which are shelf-stable meals. We did some personal care packages for people who needed lotion and soap and toilet paper. And we also distributed produce boxes. Our seniors were the most vulnerable group of people who have been affected by the pandemic, and we were working very hard to keep them safe, to keep our staff safe, and also to support our healthcare system.
And I know that that there are a lot of people in this community that appreciate the work that you and Meals on Wheels have done, and it sounds like you're very deserving of this Golden Acorn Excellence Award, as are Michannon and Tracy, who also received an award for their work with the census, which was also a very big, important thing to happen here in 2020. A lot of organizational effort that needed to take place, a lot of communication that needed to occur. Michannon, we'll start with you and just, ask, what is it exactly that you and Tracy worked together on that helped you not only win this award locally, but receive some national acclaim?
Well, we started in late January, early February, and we had a video called Be Counted that we produced that included her, Tracy's talented family, and I'll let her talk about them. But her sister wrote the lyrics and performed the Be Counted census, which was for us a way to reach underrepresented population in the Benton Harbor area. We know that music has a great influence, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to capture the attention of all the of people in Benton Harbor and let them know how important that the census was, especially over the next 10 years. And it was an intense project, and I believe, Tracy, help me, I believe we got the phone call and had production and a product ready within 2.5 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. I can't say it was a labor of love, because it wasn't really a labor. It was a way for us to, again, connect with our community and give back to them in this way. So it was a beautiful project. Tracy, go ahead. Talk about some more, especially with your family. That was, they were just awesome.
Yes. So we did the Be Counted video. It was right around 2 weeks. And my sister is a 2020 graduate of St. Joseph High School. I was telling her about the census. I sent her a video, and just like that generation, she came up with a song super quick. And not only that, just the other efforts with the census, we were able to collectively bring about $14 million to the Benton Harbor area through some events we did at the laundromat and also at the gas station. So for me, I was just very grateful to collaborate with Ms. Raquette and the Marion Community Foundation and know that we were a big part of what the future is going to look like. I mean, what's more exciting than that?
Absolutely. And congratulations to Linda, Shannon, and Tracy for their win for the Golden Acorn Excellence Awards and the great work that they've done here in the community, all thanks to this organizational effort that occurs from the Berrien Community Foundation. And Lisa, if folks want more details from you and how to donate to the organization, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me by phone at 269-983-3304, or you can always visit our website at berriencommunity.org.
All right. Thanks very much to everybody who joined us this morning to talk about the Golden Acorn Excellence Awards from Berrien Community Foundation. It's all part of the Coast Social Network here on 98.3 The Coast.